I think about wishes not as something that you're going to achieve. I think about wishes as critical directional navigation signals that come from your soul that point you in the direction you're meant to head.
A boss babe is unapologetically ambitious and paves the way for herself and other women to rise.
Keep going and fighting on.
She is on a mission to be her best self in all areas.
It's just believing in yourself.
Confidently stepping outside her comfort zone to create her own version of success.
Welcome back to the Boss Babe podcast. Okay, Mel Robbins. She is the kind of person that when she speaks, I listen. I straighten up. I listen because everything that comes out of her mouth is gold. Everything is quotable somehow. It is absolute gold and it's so true and raw and really hits you down to your core. And that's why I'm really excited for this episode. It's actually a mini episode that we've pulled from an episode that we did with Mel. And I have to tell you, to this day, this interview we did with Mel is still one of my favorite interviews that we have ever done on the Boss Babe podcast. So if you haven't listened to the full episode, please do. Just search for Mel Robbins Boss Babe podcast. It is incredible. But in this one specifically, if you are needing some motivation and a little fire lit under you to really get moving towards building your dream, this episode is for you. So if you've been holding back on going all in or saying, I'm not ready, that's going to stop today. The advice that Mel has for you is going to change the game and help you get into momentum so you can start living by design and create that reality that you really want to. She shares a really, really powerful and wild story in this episode that's going to show you what is possible when you decide to go all in. So I hope you enjoy.
Here's what I want to encourage everybody to do. Stop fucking thinking about what you want. Tell somebody, even if you just tell somebody in the comments, wherever you're listening or watching this, what your biggest aspiration or dream is for this year. And I'm going to give you an exercise, and I actually talk about this in episode one. So there are these things in life called a temporal landmark. A temporal landmark is a really powerful moment in your life because a temporal landmark marks the end of something and the beginning of something else. And when you experience a temporal landmark, and I'll tell you what one is, in your life, it opens up a new mental accounting period that allows your aspirations to come to the front. It allows you to have a break from the past you, and it allows you to tap into what you dream about for your life. And so an example of a temporal landmark is January 1st. That date creates a moment mentally, physically, spiritually, where you actually allow yourself to dream. And I'm not talking about what you tell your friends are your resolutions. I'm talking about the shit you write in your journal, the things you deeply care about. Another temporal landmark is your birthday. And I believe that what happens on your birthday, like let's think about that moment, okay? Your mom or your friends or the waiter comes out with the cake and the candles are burning and your friends are singing happy birthday. What are you about to do? And have you ever noticed that when you close your eyes, which we all instinctively do, we go in when we make a wish, isn't it interesting that you stop hearing everybody singing happy birthday? Because you are now at this temporal landmark. You have suspended your connection to your past. And for just a second, with your eyes closed, you allow yourself to make a wish for the coming year. And you deeply want it. And what's interesting about that moment is we don't share it with anybody because we think it's bad luck. And the fact is, I think about wishes not as something that you're going to achieve. I think about wishes as critical directional navigation signals that come from your soul that point you in the direction you're meant to head.
The other day, the team and I were talking about how much our audience loves biohacking. And whenever we release content based around creating better habits for our lifestyle and health, you all seem to really soak it up and request more. So I wanted to share about our podcast sponsor, Prolon, today, because I've never seen a company like this. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. There are so many strategic benefits to fasting, and Prolon helps you hit these goals without actually needing to fast. Prolon's five-day program includes snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasted state. And you get everything pre-packaged, labeled, and ready to go, so there's no guesswork. It's super simple, and it works. Extended fasting of at least 2 to 3 days has proven to produce unique benefits like cellular rejuvenation, metabolic support, and increased cardiovascular health. So, if you're ready for a fasting program that doesn't leave you hungry or exhausted, and instead gives you more energy, I highly recommend giving Prolon a try. Right now, Prolon is offering Boss Babe podcast listeners 10% off their five-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/bossbabe. That's prolonlife.com/bossbabe for this special offer. prolonlife.com/bossbabe.
I have had a Masterclass membership for years now, and it's still one of my favorite educational platforms to this day. Masterclass is one of our podcast sponsors, and I love putting in my AirPods and listening to their latest classes on the airplane, during long travel days, or when I'm taking a solo walk and really want that dose of inspiration. If you haven't explored it yet, go to masterclass.com/bossbabe and scroll through some of the categories. I really think you'll love what you see. There are over 200 classes to pick from, with new classes added every single month. I thought Mark Cuban's recent class, Win Big in Business, was really interesting. He talks about Shark Tank, how to evaluate risk, and strategy to market smarter. It was so good. Not only does Masterclass have tangible business development classes that you can watch at your desk or listen to on the go, but it also includes classes in 10 other categories ranging from food, home and lifestyle, music, wellness, design, and so much more. With Masterclass, you get unlimited access to intimate one-on-one classes with the world's best. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. Right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/bossbabe. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/bossbabe, masterclass.com/bossbabe. This year, learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass.
I might never achieve this number one of all female podcast hosts across all these platforms. It doesn't matter. If I'm willing to walk toward it, something that's meant to happen is going to happen. The reason why this is so important is because when you also start to voice what you really want in your life, even though you have no idea how to make it happen, even though there's a party that's like, well, who am I to say that I want to be number one? Who am I to make that much money? If you can push through that and let yourself dream without the lid on, don't worry about the freaking how. First, we got to get your brain to recognize and start programming itself to help you get what you want. And when you are not willing to do step one, which is make that damn wish, you are not tapping into the power of your mind, body, and spirit, who wants to help you get the things that align with your deepest wishes. So I'll give you an example. So for more than a year, I have been saying out loud in meetings, I've been saying it with my team, I've been saying it with my husband, I've been saying it when I'm in business meetings, I say something along the lines of, you know what I'd really like to do? At some point, this is a real passion project for me. I would love to make a real difference and move the needle on anxiety, understanding it, and tools that you can use to help yourself cure it. And I'd also like to address the issue of women being underdiagnosed with ADHD in their teens. Like, we are profoundly underdiagnosed. And what happens if you are a woman and you are not diagnosed correctly in your teenage years with either a learning disability or ADHD is you develop anxiety. There's generations of women like me who are medicated for anxiety when the actual issue underneath it all was the fact that I had ADHD and dyslexia and nobody caught it. And so of course I develop anxiety. I'm sitting in classrooms unable to do what I'm being asked to do. You know how we discover that we have ADHD and anxiety? Because we have kids. And then as our kids, our sons typically go through the evaluations if they're not doing great in school, which our son was not, and you start to look at what the doc is saying, that's how I found out. And so I want to do a series on Netflix about these topics. I have been talking out loud, and then I'll be like, well, you know, it could be Amazon Prize. I don't care who it is. I just really want to do this as an act of service. So I've said this a bazillion times. I've said it now that we're launching this podcast with Stitcher and Sirius. And we're sitting at dinner last night. And as we're talking at dinner, I'm there with my team and with somebody from the Stitcher team, you know, doing ad sales for us for this podcast, Mel Robbins podcast. This woman walks by. She taps me on the shoulder. Sorry to do this. I just want to say I'm a huge fan. I give her a huge hug. Thank you for saying hello. And then she says, well, I'm with so-and-so and so-and-so, and this was really supposed to be a party for him because he's leaving his job. And I'm like, you're kidding. You know, what are you doing? He's like, I'm starting a company. And I'm like, that's so great. What does the company do? And he said, well, you know, and then they shove him and they go, well, he was the like lead attorney at Netflix. And I said, you're kidding me. And I said, we should go outside. Turns out this huge fan of mine is the head of production at Netflix for all stand-up comedy. And so I pitch her on the idea and they're like, of course we need to do this with you. And so will it happen? I don't know. It doesn't matter, but I'll tell you what does happen. When you allow yourself to make a wish, just write that 400,000 or the 4 million or the 40 million or the screw it, I just want to be number one, or I want to find love, or I want to cure this trauma, whatever it may be that you want. When you start to allow yourself to speak about it, to write about it, something happens in your brain. And I believe that your brain, because of what's called the RAS, a filter in your brain starts to completely scan the world in a different way. And until you allow yourself to make the wish and to be brave enough to say what you want out loud, you're not tapping into the best resource that you have, which is your own mind. And I also believe that the more that you keep saying it, the more you put this energy out into the world, magical shit happens. If you're awake and if you're willing to actually say out loud what you want.